Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list is long.
Everyone, it's Colleen from Daytime After Dark, and I am so excited. I'm over the moon. I'm so glad about the guest we are having today, because she is one of my favorite kids on the new hospital to watch. And, you know, if there was a kid that looked really like Hayden and Finn in real life, this is your kid. And they got the casting great. And this is Josephine Love, and I'm going to bring her on. So here it is.
Hello.
Hi. So, hi, Josephine. How are you?
Actually, it's Josie.
Oh, I'm glad you're good. You know what? A lot of people, like myself, misses you on General Hospital. I mean, we understand that by now you cannot be on it. I mean, none of the kids are really on it because of COVID. But once this COVID gets done, I cannot wait to have you on there. And also, it was nice to see you at Christmas time or New Year's. Do you remember if you did New Year's or Christmas when you were on General Hospital this time?
I was on both.
Okay, you know what? You remind me of me. When I was your age, when you said you were allergic to bedtime. Okay, I think every kid in America is allergic to bedtime. No one likes bedtimes. So are you like that in real life? Do you like bedtimes in real life, or do you like going to bed?
I like to stay up late.
Well, yeah, I mean, so I did a lot of research on you. I loved you in the Citibank commercial with your dad and brother. I did not even know that was your dad and brother at the time. That is awesome. And so let me, for the audience, just to know you better. So you have two older brothers, is that correct?
Yes.
So how do you feel about being the baby and the last, you know, the only girl?
It's good. And
okay.
Also,
go on.
And also, we really have a good connection because we're both, like, kind of little. And And also, on General Hospital, one time he acted with me on General Hospital. Gabriel.
That's awesome. And just remember, because I had a big brother who was awesome, though. But just remember, when you get bigger than them, just remember everything they did to you, then you can get them back. in a very positive way, of course. So, and like I said, everyone is missing you on General Hospital. And when you first came on General Hospital, that was back in 2018, right? Or 2019?
Yeah. I really miss being on this too.
And I loved that scene when you were in the hospital bed and with Epiphany. And, well, you didn't know at the time that was your Aunt Elizabeth and your dad, Finn. So how is it working with Michael Easton and Rebecca Hertz? How did you like that?
I really liked it because I was with all my friends, and I had one really good friend, and I forgot his name, but he was a really good friend, and...
That was awesome! And, okay, so I love the scene, this summer, I think it was this summer, yes, this summer, last summer, but your dad, Finn, was supposed to be the one on snacks, and he had all these vegetables and whatever, and you said, Daddy, my whole team is going to hate me. You cannot serve that at a baseball game. Oh, a softball game. And then Elizabeth saved the day, and your cousin Aiden made you a bunch of cupcakes. So, and I know you have had some scenes with your cousin Aiden. How is that? Because you get to work with another kid.
Working with Emily?
Yeah, I really do because, he's a giant to me, but he's really fun to act with.
Well, you guys had a really, it looked like, a really fun time on that camping trip.
Yeah.
And
it was really fun because...
Oh, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
It was just really fun when we were going camping because... we found a lot of cool things, and also, we had a lot of fun together.
You guys look like you were having the best time, and then you have an uncle. Your uncle says that you and him do really good things together, and I wanted to make sure I told you that because... he is so cute with you. You know, sometimes he picks you up and he doesn't put you down. And it's just a really nice family vibe on that camping trip and stuff. And the 4th of July, too, when you wanted to go see the fireworks, right?
Oh, yeah. The fireworks.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, everyone likes that. So, what did you like to do when you're not doing this awesome acting career you have set up?
Well, I like to do singing. I like to play with my friends. I like to do ukulele and piano.
Ah. And... so, what is your favorite food? Like, do you like, what's your favorite food, if you have a favorite food? Most kids do, but.
I think, grapes or oranges. I love oranges, but I do love frozen grapes.
I never have frozen grapes. Ah, interesting. So do you like ice cream?
Yeah, I love ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. You are a girl after my own heart. I love ice cream. I love
yeah,
it.
My favorite, my favorite flavor is strawberry.
Oh, well, I used to be a strawberry fan when I was little, but I had too much of it. So when you grow up, sometimes you don't want the same thing that you had when you were, you know, little. Ask your mom. I'm sure she will tell you that when you're little, you like some stuff. And then when you grow up, you like other things, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had so many questions in my head today for you. How did you get started acting? And how did you know you wanted to become an actress?
Well, it was just really fun acting, and I started with City Band. It's a commercial.
Oh, okay.
With my daddy's giveaway.
That is awesome. That commercial was so good. I haven't seen it in a while because some commercials play over and over, but I haven't seen it in a while. Have you done any movies? Or has Dental Hospital been your first? Because I've been looking at information on you.
Well, I started with Citibank, and then I went to Grey's Anatomy, and then I went to General Hospital.
Wait, okay. Yes, you were on Grey's Anatomy. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. How was that experience? Because I know that you're right
fun.
Next
to
each other.
Yeah, and I can't believe that I saw myself bald.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Did you like being on Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, I had lots of fun there.
Well, maybe I can keep twittering and ask the bosses over there, just, you know, so we can have you on Grey's Anatomy again, because I love Grey's Anatomy, I love Grey's Anatomy so much, and you were great in that. And so...
Yeah.
So you started acting at 3 years old. That is very, I don't even remember what I was doing at three, but you were acting at three, which is awesome. And, I mean, you are just, you know, a great little actress that can do funny scenes and serious scenes. And I wanted to let you know that because you are killing it every time you go on Zeno Hospital. Every time. And I hope Mr. Frank, as you got kids call him, lets you be in the Nurses Ball next time, because would you like to perform on the Nurses Ball at all? You know what that is, right? The Nurses Ball every year. Would you like to sing and dance and have fun like that?
I would love to sing at the ball.
Oh, I would love to sing that. Okay, I will put that down and remember to do that. So it's the weekend. So, what did you do on the weekends?
Well, I spend the meantime on my boat, and I go for walks and stuff. And also I play soccer on Saturdays. And I go to rock band.
So you're on a softball team, or?
We're just rock band.
Oh.
Also, I love to play ukulele in the day.
Awesome. Just be careful. Like I tell my nieces, I have 6 of them. Do not get hurt. You know, but sometimes you get hurt in baseball, softball, anything. But, so you really like softball. Do you like anything other sports wise, like gymnastics? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you
I
like
love
gymnastics.
That. I love that my parents are stunt actors because I get to see them on, like, shows and stuff, and they do, like, crazy stunts. And my dad goes on the high wire, like, 10 feet above the ground. And then...
Wow.
Sorry.
Have you been watching the Winter Olympics for the gymnastics?
No, I haven't, but I'll get to that.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's on for another 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 more weeks it's on for. And, you know, so let me play a game with you before I bring on Bobby. And let's see, do we have any calls yet? Not yet. Okay, this game is, I'm going to say, like, a certain type of something, like a food, and you tell me what you would like on it, or a favorite movie, or whatever. So the audience gets to know you a little bit. So, let's start with pizza. What is your favorite topping on a pizza?
Well, I don't like pepperoni, but I do love cheese.
You are about the first kid I've ever met that did not like pepperoni on their, you know, pizza, which is fine. That's awesome. Okay. So what about a hamburger? What do you like on your hamburgers?
On my hamburgers, I love meat and salad, and sometimes I love tomatoes and maybe ketchup and fries. I love fries.
Me? Oh, my gosh. Me, too. Oh, you know what? Your mom should give this, this new thing that makes fries. I can't think of it. I'm sure I will, but... You can make, like, french fries at home, like the restaurants. And, oh, my God, my mom got me into that, and it's very addicting, but I love fries, too. Do you like anything on your fries?
Oh, yeah, I love ketchup and sometimes even mustard.
Wow, okay, that is awesome. Do you like Mexican food? Mexican food, like tacos, a burrito.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't really pick because I like all of them. But I love tacos.
You are a pretty easy kid. An easy kid, grown-up kid. So, also, do you like, what's your favorite restaurants?
I think it may be Hi-Ho. They make the best burgers and fries.
What is it called?
It's in Los Angeles.
Okay.
It's called Hi-Ho.
Awesome. And do you like the Olive Garden? Have you ever been there?
No.
Okay, tell your mom she has to take you. It's a really good experience, but you guys might not have the Olive Garden where you guys live. it's always all depends where you live and everything. And my next three questions before I bring on Bobby, what is three of your favorite movies? Because whenever somebody asks me what is my favorite movie, I can't pick up this one. So, yeah.
I can't pick up just one either. I can't pick up just one either. I love all of them. But I love Encanto. Have you seen it yet?
Frozen?
Yeah.
Frozen was a really, really good movie. Have you seen Home Alone yet?
Oh, yeah. Home Alone. I love that movie.
Yeah, you know, it comes on at Christmas time a lot. Do you know that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you have any other movies you like?
Yeah. I love Encanto.
Oh, awesome.
It just came out.
Let me ask you.
Have you seen Encanto?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, it's a really funny movie.
Ooh, I'm going to write that down and watch it this weekend. So on the set of General Hospital, who would you like to work with that you haven't gotten to work with yet?
Well, this is the person that I haven't got to act with a lot. Her name is Anna.
Oh, my God. Fedora Hughes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. She is incredible.
Yeah,
she's
I miss her. She's
been
like
for over, I think, 35 years.
Yeah, that's right.
And you guys are supposed to go over and do a play date of scones. I remember that. And do you have any other person you would like to what's up? Anyone else?
Carter, Valentine, sorry. Yeah, I like Valentine.
Okay, and you know what? I would love it if you got to work with Avery. That is Sunny Zogo. You know, I think I think you worked with her. Well, you worked with a bunch of kids. I think it was your birthday party. And
yeah,
that was a snake, right?
Yeah, that was really fun.
Okay. Well, we'll bring on. So any other grown-ups you like to work with that, like you might see in the hallway, and then you're like, oh, I would like to work with them. Anyone else?
Yeah, I really want to work with Carly.
Oh, my God, yes, Lil White, have you met her? Yes?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God. She is my favorite ever. I love her. Have you met Sunny yet?
Yeah, I like this story right now between her and Nina and Sunny.
Well, yeah. And, okay, well, I better bring on, Bobby, because he's been sitting there patiently waiting. And here he is. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Josephine.
Hello, Bobby. It's Sophia.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to say I communicated with you a few times on Instagram.
Oh, so, great.
So how are you doing?
Nice to talk to you.
Great. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a singer and also an actress.
Oh.
I like to write my own songs. The ukulele.
Well, you know, like Carly said, there's a possibility when the Nurses Ball is open, maybe you can probably get a chance to showcase your talents on there. Just ask the casting director or whoever's in charge of the behind the scenes and just see if they can work out if something where you can do one of your talents.
That would be so great.
Yeah. But I did, but that's all I have to say, and I know you have a lot of.
Oh, come on, Bobby. Do you have a couple more questions?
Okay. What is it like working with Fiona Hughes? Because she is a great actress.
It was very good, and I loved it because she was one of my friends on General Hospital.
Oh, really?
And she took good care of me.
Yeah. I sent you a few Valentine's Day cards and Christmas cards last year before when you first came on, right before they shut things down for COVID the first time around. And I just wanted to say I'm hoping that for the kids, and I'm just saying, I just hope they just don't mess with the kids that they got currently, because they don't need to age you, or they don't need to age Aiden. They already did, I'm not too happy about the rest of them being aged. So let's just hope they keep you around for a while, and they don't mess with the aging process.
Yeah, I would love to stay there forever.
Well, you never know, because I know that sometimes you're there at age 7, and then next thing you know, 14 years later, you're a young adult, and you're just showcasing your talents to other things to the point where you want to leave. So, but I would just like to say I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you have a great night. And we'll chat again on Instagram soon.
Oh, yeah. And,
thank you so much.
We would love to have you back on. So would you like to come back on when you have more ear time on Zeno Hospital?
Yeah, of course I would.
Okay, we'll tell your mom to text me and I will get you on because we love you on Daytime After Dark, and we think you should be getting an Emmy, you know, a kid Emmy. That's what I think. So, yes, I'll bless you. Okay, thank you so much for stopping by, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, too.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You, guys. You have a good weekend, too. Bye.
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 That was a great interview, Carly.
That was a really good interview. So,
yeah. I have some good news and some bad news to tell you. I just found out today that I'm going to be unable to do the GH band event in Raleigh in April. But the good news is I'm on a cruise. Well, my mom surprised me with a little cruise that we're taking at the end of April, and so I had to get my passport taken care of and everything else so I could get ready for this possible cruise to Mexico.
Oh, wait, Bobby, you don't need a passport. No,
well,
Bobby, all you need is an ID. You don't need a passport.
Yeah. So there might be a few shows.
Who told you you needed
a passport?
Who told you that? That is not true.
Okay. All right. But
I'm
going to be missing out on a few shows. Okay. But I'm going to be missing out on a few shows at the end of April. I won't tell you when exactly until it's official.
all you need is your ID.
I want to know what's going on.
Mexico. Mm.
Right. I'll let you know towards the end of April what's going on with that. So I might miss a few shows here and there, or you might have to just go solo or with Maggie or somebody like that night.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Everyone have a great night. We won't be on Valentine's night and we won't have this on next Friday because I actually have plans for once. And we have on Thursday, though, we have Nancy from the Love of Life on.
Well, that's great because I communicated with her on Facebook and said that I was a little disappointed that she didn't end up on YNR to take Phillips down doing the whole Sally Phillips robbery or take Chelsea down over Adam or anything like that. So maybe I can just give her some advice to maybe possibly lure her back to YNR once her sit on days is over with.
Well, exactly. And, okay, everyone, thanks for stopping by. And I will have the show uploaded tonight or in the morning.
All right. Well, you have a good night. And take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.